All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to close down my other accounts and increase the bandwidth on this one, and my other websites, I'm just going to revert them to this page. And so what we're trying to do here is we're trying to save the country from socialism. We're also trying to win some souls, save some souls, pull them out of the lies of the devil. And we're trying to build up the body of Christ. We're trying to build up some people who can speak the truth boldly. Now, I know that people have families and they have jobs and they can't really do their own websites and all. One of the reasons I do menial work, I guess you call it. You know, just low, you know, I'm not a doctor or engineer. I just do menial work. One of the reasons I do that is because I can speak my mind. If they fire me, I'll go get another one. You can go get another job. I can't really talk about it on Uber, but with the rideshare stuff, but I don't need to talk about it with these people anyway. But I did have a passenger. I took him about 30 minutes to another city, and we were talking about how they got rid of NAFTA and all the jobs. He's over here to help build up a factory, right? And I told him at the very end, I said, we're going to fight for this country if it kills us. You know, we're going to win even if it kills us. And the way you win is you speak the truth. Socialism is a lie. AOC's delusional. Pelosi's delusional. They're delusional. They're crazy. They really are. They contradict themselves. Socialism is against the universe. The universe is a sacrificial, redemptive system. Somebody's got to pay, and if they want everything free, what about the people who died and sacrificed to build this country up? The people who sacrificed and died to build this country up, those are the ones who saw what it really was about. The new people coming on the scene, coming into prosperity, and they think they can just get by with no sacrifice. I spent most of my life studying the truth, right? And learning all the different belief systems. You know, I've listened to Louis Farrakhan. I've listened to all of them. I've listened to cults and isms and the Wiccans. And I've listened to the Pentecostal, the Methodist, the Baptist. I've listened to everything I could listen to. Why was I doing that? I was trying to figure out what's going on, but here's what's going on. The devil doesn't want you to read your Bible, and the devil doesn't want you to have sound doctrine, because doctrine determines your behavior. So if the devil can take away your sound doctrine, he can make you fickle and make you like a wave instead of being an upright. Instead of hitting the shore, you're out there on the ocean on a wave, you know? And the logos goes back to the log. If you're out on the ocean with no ship, you're just a sinking sand, you need a log to hang on to, the logos, the word. You need the word. Then you grab hold of that log, eventually float, and you end up at land somewhere. You end up on shore. And so the logos, log, will shore you up. This is war against the devil, against the lies, against the hive mind. And the more truth you throw out there, the more the hive mind tries to engulf it with more lies. So you can throw out one message of truth, and there's 100 people counteracting it with darkness and lies and twisting what you said, you know, trying to shut you down. The truth will set you free. The biblical truth will set you free. Jesus will set you free. The Son, whom the Son makes free, is free indeed. And so if the Son has set you free, you're free. Jesus alone saves. And so Buddha don't say the middle path is not going to save you. You know, the middle path in the, from the natural realm, that's all right. You can go to the middle path because you don't want to fight. But you're not saved. If you take the middle path, you're still not saved. you're still a sinner, and your ideas are no different than anybody else's, in the left, the right, the middle, the 20 degrees to the right, 30 degrees to the left. Don't matter. You're still a sinner, and you're still born in sin. You still need to be saved. The middle path ain't going to save you. The middle path might give you a little bit more peace, but until you get saved, you still have no peace. I know people in the middle path, they have no peace. They love the middle path, but they still don't have any peace. They're still drinking and drugging. They still have a dick. They still can't, they can't find any peace because they're not saved. They're not born again. The middle path or the Buddha path is not going to save you. It's just going to give you some kind of equilibrium to hang on to when you're being hit by the left and the right and the blue and the red and the fickle waves of the system. It's not going to save you. The Buddha path will never save you because Jesus is not Buddha. Jesus is God, and he said, believe on me. As Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You must be born again. That's it, people. You must be born again. Born from above. A renewal, a new heart, a new spirit. How do you get saved? You receive Jesus into your heart by faith, like a little child. The womb of your heart, the dark, evil heart, needs the seed of the Word of God. You've got to believe on Jesus to be saved. That's how you get saved. Receive the Holy Spirit by faith. Galatians chapter 3, verse 14, I think, somewhere around there. Receive the Holy Spirit by faith. Receive Jesus by faith. Lord, come into my heart and save me. But the Buddha path, it ain't going to help you none. It ain't going to help you. It ain't going to help you. You'll be burning in hell saying, Lord, I followed the Buddha path. And he's going to say, I sent my servants to tell you that the Buddha path is a lie and you need to be saved. The Buddha path is still a sinner. You're still born in sin. You need to be saved. I sent my people to tell you, but the reason you're burning in hell because you wanted to be your own savior. Your pride, you were blinded by pride. You let the corporate system, you let the high mind, you let the world, the flesh, and the pride of life, you let all that motivate you, control you. You were sold out to the system. You were sold out, you sold your soul to the devil. And as you sell your soul to the devil, you become more of a hive mind, because the devil owns you and you have to do what the devil says because you're a slave to the devil. If you sell your soul to the devil, you're a slave to the devil. A plus B is equal to C. If you sell your soul to the devil, then you're a slave to the devil. And you have to do what your daddy, the devil, tells you to do. A plus B is equal to C. It's really easy. Well, I'm a slave. How do I become an unslave? Get born again. Receive Jesus. Get saved. You must be born again. And then you can escape the slavery of the devil.